You know him from the Smiley Morning Show.
Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL.
If you think I'm going to take care of my own backside, you're in for a big surprise.
Wrapped up in a bag and bound and over the head of the
mirror. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know what flight I'm supposed to be on. I just need an adult.
So you couldn't get to your travel destination and sit on the beach in 10 all week.
Really hard not to pee here, guys.
You just picked up a poop nugget.
With your foot.
You guys gotta taste these chimichangas.
You can see me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that when a mommy loves a daddy, they hug in a special way.
Sure, if you want me to. I'm here for 2 years, by the way.
Oh. Is someone sauteing onions?
Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Test 1, 2, is the microphone on? I hope so, because it's time to host a Sunday morning radio show right here on 99.5 ZPL. Welcome to Radio Theology, my friends. Darren Earlywine, your host, about to bring you 3 hours of faith, hope, love, and music, laughs. Oh, it's going to be such a great show. Joined, as always, by the talented, the beautiful, the productive, the reproductive.
Yep. Well, hey, yeah. Wow. Hey, guys. Lisa. I'm so good.
You're back.
I'm back. Not pregnant, though. Oh, just what, in case just people saying. Were saying reproductive, I no, have just, reproduced twice.
Right,
but
twice.
But
right.
I'm not, it's not in the
currently,
in the tank again.
Not currently. Sure.
Right.
In the tank.
Hallelujah.
Yes. You guys, you've got Lisa's pieces coming for us later. You've got an update on baby Cal. We're hoping he's doing great. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know what I'm feeling like?
What's that?
Feeling like... I need to get a copy of the Indy Star to Kathy Allwert, my mom.
Oh, do you?
Because.
Bragger McBraggerson.
Yeah, this is a humble brag.
Oh,
I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know this was going to happen.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I was voted or chosen uh-huh. as one of the top 10 most, I don't want to say it. You can say it for me, Darren.
Most well-known and or famous
yeah.
people?
In Hamilton. To go to high school in Hamilton.
In Hamilton County.
I know.
Well, that's congratulations.
Thanks, you guys.
Wow.
But the fact that you didn't know was happening, what I have to call you on is I pulled into the parking lot this morning.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And he had a vanity plate that said top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know
uh-huh.
I don't know what that meant.
Yeah.
But
now you know.
A lot of paparazzi out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
We had to really work your way in here because
yeah.
it was pretty aggressive.
I had a costume. I was the Chick-fil-A cow.
You can take that Oof. fake mustache off.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A, go to 55project.org. Help some orphans out
hey,
in Haiti.
That's
Haiti.
Later.
Yeah.
That's later in the show, but it's
I'm
true.
Just teasing it.
Project.org. It's good.
Yep.
Katie, how are you doing?
Good so far.
Are you married yet? Did you get married this week?
No.
Okay. All right.
And we're back.
We're on a watch. You know what I mean? It's more of a, you know, we're waiting with bated breath.
Katie's left hand gets heavier watch.
That's it.
Of a ring.
That's it. .com.
Yeah. Rock.
Might be waiting a while.
You know, I've listened to ZPL when we're not just hosting this show, and I've been hearing about these Diamonds Direct. Where it's no interest for like 5 years.
Diamonds Direct needs to hook me up.
So I'm just saying, I think Eric needs to get in there and be like, hey, listen, I know I'm a broke college student, but I might be able to pay like $50 a month.
I may not be top 10 in Hamilton County, but I am famous.
Hey, right? There you are.
That's right. Yeah,
that's You're the it. Only producer Katie here.
That's true. Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun today, and thanks for tuning in. And you know what? We really do. I'm looking at the list of stuff we're going to cover this morning.
Mm.
And it really, it's just, it's going to be radio gold.
So
I just want to say it that way.
So many.
So good. So stay right with us. This is Radio Theology. You're listening to Indy's number one. I mean, absolute number one. This is not really even, we're not only number one, is ZPL number one. We kind of are like number one, two, three. And if we just take, we're all of the top
all
spots.
The slots. Right.
All of it.
One
the top
of
10.
One.
We're the top.
Mm-hmm.
We're the top. Anyway, you're listening to the best, the number one, WZPL. And this is Radio Theology, presented by Olivet Nazarene University. Welcome back, my friends. Radio Theology right here on 99.5 ZPL. Things are going well this morning, guys. I think we've got some momentum. I really do.
Yeah.
Lisa, do you feel like we've got momentum today?
So much momentum.
Ryan, are you feeling the flow?
I'm absolutely feeling the flow.
Producer Katie, do you feel like this is maybe the greatest show we've ever done? She doesn't have a microphone. She can't respond. Anyway, hey, I don't know if you guys noticed. I know you did because it was huge across the nation.
Yeah.
But this Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston a couple weeks ago, one of the, I think top 10 worst hurricanes and floods in U.S. history. And so we've been keeping you guys connected. My buddy Denny, who lives down there in Houston, has called in the past couple weeks and given us some updates. But maybe a little known fact, but Moe's Irish Pub, one of my favorite local bars here in town. We've
Love
done pub theology events with Moe's for years now. And they have a heart to help this community be a part of it. And that's why I love partnering up with Moe's. But they have three locations in the Houston area, which maybe you don't know that, but now you do. They got locations in Milwaukee here, and then there's three in Houston. And we're honored to have their owner, founder of the feast, Johnny, is here with us.
Johnny.
Oh, very nice.
Welcome
very
to
nice.
Radio Theology, and Megan's with him too. Hi, Megan.
Hey,
hello.
Megan has worked for years, and with Pub Theology, she used to work, you know, kind of for me to help us run Pub Theology.
Nice.
And then she said that she needed to actually make real money and yeah. take care of her family.
Oh, yeah. Which, kids will do that to you.
There's that.
I know.
Couldn't get paid in hair product.
Yeah, exactly. That was odd. Anyway, Johnny, we're thanks for coming in. That wasn't that funny. I don't know. Listen, you got a lot of product in here, too.
I got a lot of chuckle out of it, actually. You can't see Darren's hair on the radio, but let me tell you, it is looking good today.
Hey, it's loud and proud.
Yes. If they were following social media, they saw this week that we got our haircuts back to back.
Yeah. We did not know that was going to happen, though.
It's true.
And this is not the first time that this has happened to you guys.
You walked in second, I just want to say. I was already in the chair in my leopard print cape.
Which looked great.
Yeah.
Which
is that true when men work together for a while, they get their hair cycles?
The cycles sync up. There might be a little bit of romance.
Enough about our hair. We're here to talk about flood victims. So, Johnny, you guys have three stores down in Houston. So, as a business owner, when you've got 200, how many employees down there?
288 employees.
So, 288 lives down there, three locations. You guys have poured, you know, millions of dollars in dreams and aspirations into those locations. And when you see this happening for as a business owner, how does that, you know, emotionally hit you as you see this happen and what happened with Hurricane Harvey?
We were very concerned, but mainly for the staff. We knew that the businesses would survive and do well. We're well insured. But when you really see how it can affect the staff or their homes, and this particular storm didn't save the rich. You know, it was it affected everyone. Yep. So but we had a systematic way of contacting and reaching out to the employees every day. The managers called the key hourlies, then started calling all the staff. So we were able to check in on them because the flooding happened in different stages because it wasn't like the heavy brunt of a storm. It was more – it just rained.
Yeah.
It rained and rained and rained. I left my home. It wasn't hard raining at all. And 3.5 hours later, I plowed four feet of water.
Oh wow. Yeah.
4 feet?
Four feet of water.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Had to get out of the car. Police were already on the corner. And they're like, get out of your car immediately, sir.
Wow.
You open up the doors, water floods in, and then you walk home.
Gosh. Oh, so you lost a car in the flood?
I did.
Wow.
Wow. So, I mean, that's amazing that you guys checked in your employees, but that doesn't seem, maybe it should seem commonplace, but it seems to me like you guys could have just been like, hey, we're all getting flooded. All of our houses. My car just got flooded. Like every man for himself. What motivated you guys as the Moe's team to do that and to check on the employees like that?
We really talk about our organization being a Moe's family, and you would check on your family.
Yeah.
And so I can't tell you how many calls. I felt like I was a switchboard operator. How many people were reaching out from all over the country to me personally just to check on us. And so it made sense. And we have a great management team. And they called and they said, systematically, this is how we're going to handle it. And then we're going to make sure that we're keeping track of people. And you kind of got locked in your house. If you can imagine a 20-inch snowstorm where you couldn't leave your home for 2 or 3 days, that's how it was. Like, even though my home personally did not flood, our roads were flooded for 3 days. You couldn't leave. Plus, I didn't have a car. So, but you couldn't go anywhere. And then, you know, just down to services, right? They couldn't get trucks in. They couldn't get water. The grocery stores closed. There was a curfew, so you know you went through this whole process. But it's my first time going through that process.
Yeah.
But there are people that live 2 miles away from us that have flooded 3 times in 18 months.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
3-4 feet of water in their houses.
That's crazy.
So you had one of your managers kind of went above and beyond. Tell us that story where you had some staff members that needed rescue. Tell us that story.
Yeah, so as the waters continued to rise and we just had days and days of rain, and then they had to start emptying the levees. So there was four of our staff's, different variety of staff's, families that had gotten trapped. And a young man named Steve Sasko, who's just, he's all about the team, found a flat-bottom boat, not even sure how he did it, and then figured out where everybody was.
It may not have been stolen.
Right, yeah. On GPS. I don't think it would have mattered to him. He's a boat looter. And you know, I all of a sudden get this call, and I'm like, Steve's out, you know, basically in the Everglades and pulling people out of their homes. It was amazing.
Wow.
So it was really a rewarding story. And I want to thank you and Pub Theology and everyone for, you know, we'll get this fundraiser over at Moe's, and there's a couple key families that we'd like to help, and hopefully you're going to come down and present these checks to
let's do it. Yeah, so here's how we can help, guys. Listen, Hoosiers, you guys have done a phenomenal job. This whole Hoosiers helping Houston thing that happened, all over the city, and I know that people have gone above and beyond, but maybe you said, I didn't get involved, but I want to. Listen, next Friday night, September 22nd at Moe's Irish Pub, we're going to put on a pub theology event, and what we're going to try to do is we're going to raise some money, and we're going to help some specific families. And I love the stuff that, like, J.J. Watt has done. I mean, he's at, like, $33 million now or something, which is phenomenal. And Red Cross is doing great work. But what I want to do is give us, you guys, an opportunity that you can know, you know what, I'm going to go and maybe I can give a couple $100 or I can bid on a silent auction item or something. But to know, I know one family or a couple families, we're going to really surprise them and make a big impact. And so, yeah, talking before we got on the interview here, I'm going to fly down with Johnny. We're going to go present a check to him and just – take a lot of love from here in Indianapolis and bring it down to Houston. And Johnny, I just, thanks for coming in today. Thanks for what you meant to me and to Pup Theology, and just, I mean, the thousands of dollars that we've been able to mobilize into great causes through the years at this at your Fisher's locations up at Hamilton Town Center. If you haven't done it, go check out Moe's Irish Pub up there. But we will be there 8 o'clock next Friday night, this coming Friday night, I guess, September 22nd, 8 o'clock. You can get more information on Radio Theology. .com or go to pubtheologyindy.com, and we'll be pushing the information out all week. And let's make a difference, Hoosiers. I know you will. And Johnny, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet all of you.
Likewise, man. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
And we'll see you guys September 22nd, 8 p.m., Moe's Irish Pub. Let's make a difference. Radio Theology right here, right in your ear, part of your life on 99.5 ZPL, presented by Olivet Nazarene University. So glad to have them on board.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, thank you.
And maybe you run a university or a business, and you're like, I'm tired of Olivet getting all the love. I want to be a part of, you know, Radio Theology.
Mm-hmm. Please give us your money.
Have we got a deal for you?
We accept cash and check. And card.
And Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Chicken. And big checks. Cupcakes. I mean, whatever you deal in, we deal in it.
Yeah.
Mostly. Sleep tank, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Float tank. Out there in Carmel.
We're wide open for endorsements here, folks.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
many opportunities.
Just reach out to ZPL. I'm sure somebody in the sales department can take care of you. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're so glad you guys are a part of this. We've been on air for almost a year, guys.
Wow.
And honestly, we genuinely love you guys that listen in, people that reach out to us throughout the week. It's an absolute honor and a joy for you to welcome us into your car or your iPad or iPod or wherever you listen to the show.
Cutting the grass.
And cutting the grass.
Sewing. Like our friend Sarah.
Sarah.
So, guys, I'm really stoked. This is a big weekend for me.
What's that? What you got going on?
We've talked about it a handful of times here on the show, but I put together a workshop called Spiritual DNA.
Yeah.
Working on it for really the past 10 years, and it really grew for me out of this whole idea that I really wanted to know what the heck I was on Earth for.
You mean like a job or like...
No, like just like my purpose in life.
Your calling.
Yes, okay. My sense of calling. Not like, you know, because you can work at a lot of jobs, but like below that, like the why I exist, I wanted to know that and it bothered me. So I went on about a 10-year journey to try to figure that out. And all the tools that helped me figure that out, I put into a workshop called Spiritual DNA. And we finally got it launched, that it's an online course that's launching today.
Wow.
Yeah. Woo! Pretty stoked about it. And if you want to check that out, you just go to spiritualdna.me.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Nice little. It's about you.
Couldn't get the .com, could you?
And me. You know, me works.
No, spiritualdna.me.
That's it. Okay. Right?
Check it out.
And go check out the course. Here's the deal. The registration is open for the next 2 weeks. But if you register today, just put the promo code WZPL in the checkout. And the promo code, you get $50 off the course.
Cool.
Wow.
But one thing I'm really stoked on, guys, is we're going to have registration for the next 2 weeks for people that might want to know their purpose in life. Maybe they were part of our 5-day jumpstart to purpose we did.
Yeah.
We had hundreds of people go through that and got a lot of great feedback.
Awesome.
And so, but here's the deal. Registration will be open for the next 2 weeks. And then on October 1st, we've never done it like this. We're all going to go through the workshop together.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So every week you'll get an email. It is. It's like a class. Every week you'll get an email with this week's like videos and your work that you have to do.
Yeah.
The assessments. You can do it whenever you want. You can do it 2 in the morning in your PJs, or you can do it, you know, at 6 a.m. or
noon. Right.
2 p.m. in your PJs.
Depending on where you whenever
you
your
even
PJ
have
time
to be
is.
In that's your the PJs. Dream.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
You can take the course naked if you want.
Yeah. That's your purpose.
All right. Yes. Your purpose is to put on some pants.
Yeah.
No, anyway, but yeah, every week we'll go through that. Here's what I'm going to do. We've never done this before, but I'm going to offer a 90-minute video, like a online coaching session.
Okay.
So cool. If you're part of the course, you say, man, I really would love somebody to help me get,
you know, an understanding around it. So every week I'm going to do a 90-minute coaching session, a Facebook Live session where you can be a part of that and be coached through it. So really stoked about it and put a lot of time in it. I believe it could really make an impact on your life. Ryan, you've taken Spiritual DNA.
I have, yeah. I did it last year, and I had the benefit of going through my results with you one-on-one over some delicious Ethiopian food.
Oh, it was great
food. Up there in St. Yards, Ball
Creek.
Check
out the podcast for that story.
So good.
Right. It's true.
But yeah, really learned a lot about myself and have been able – actually, you know what's really fun is that with all of our Young Life volunteers serving high school kids and fishers, what we've done is we've had them go through the part where you determine whether you're an apostle, a prophet, evangelist,
shepherd
or a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's been really cool to see the results. And so we're unpacking that a little bit as a team and hopefully going to do some better ministry there. But again, spiritualdna.me. And then what's the code to get it?
Just WZPL. You put that code in, you get $50 off the course.
And that's a
Please
good deal.
Please don't take all my money.
Yes. Yeah, it's only an $800 course.
No,
I was
going
to give you a shout out, Ryan. The other day I was talking to Ryan's wife. She's my best friend. And I was like, what are you guys doing today? She's like, well, Ryan's going to the woods to connect with God.
Wow.
And I was like, that is from Spiritual DNA Legit. Because he knows that he connects with God in nature.
To be completely honest.
Just so you both know, yeah. Ryan is using this in his real
it
life.
It actually really helped, too. Like, it was awesome. It was that's a great awesome. Reset for me. I mean, that's part of the course is to find out how you connect, like how you tend to connect with God. And like for me, I remember doing our results and you were like, hey, man, how often are you alone and outside? And I was like, never. And you're like, well, maybe you should, because right here, this result is saying that you're a naturalist, so you like to be outside in nature, and that you're what's called an ascetic, or you like simple, solitude, silent kind of things. And so that has become something that I've incorporated in my spiritual life. Like, when I need to reset, I'll go out in the woods and pray. And
I fail to understand how you're a naturalist, and yet you still need all that sunscreen.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the sun and I did not get along.
I didn't say it was a sun lover.
Right. Yeah.
You've got to be outside.
Got to be heavy wood.
Well, yeah,
heavy
it was
wood.
A large canopy above yes. me yes. of Leah's natural sunblock.
Yeah. If you want to hear more about Ryan talk about that, you can go check out the Born to Be podcast. He's got two episodes we released last week. And then Tony DeKaiser, who's on the Smiley Morning Show, last Wednesday we released an episode with her where she talks about when she took Spiritual DNA and really figured out that she really could be, you know, a part of what God's doing in the world to love people the way that he created her. Like, she's not going to preach and she's not going to, like, run a church, but God created her to be a caregiver and walk by people that are hurting. And a really cool, inspirational interview with her. You can check that out on the Born to Be podcast. But, yeah, launching today, spiritualdna.me. Go check it out. Put in WZPL in the promo code at checkout, and you get $50 off the course. We'll start together on October 1st. And I'll be offering coaching, 90 minutes of coaching every week. Really excited about this resource. I know it's going to make a difference in your life. It has for over 2,000 people that have already taken the course. So spiritualdna.me, check it out. And we'll be back in just a minute here on 99.5 ZPL. Radio Theology, ladies and gentlemen, it is your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music right here, 99.5 ZPL. Pastor Darren, your host. And listen, we each week, when we can, at least every month, we do a compassion spotlight and really just like to shine up a spotlight on somebody in our city, maybe just in our state, that's doing something to really stir compassion. And I don't know, Ryan, about you, but for me, I watch the news at night or I check my Twitter feed and it takes about 6 seconds to be absolutely depressed.
Yeah,
by how much negative is going on.
Oh, it's super easy. And don't even go into the comments.
Oh, no, the comments.
Just don't.
You guys.
They're kind of fun to troll. Just kind of like, oh, I'll just go down there and check it out. And then it's like, why am I doing this?
Not for me.
Abort.
So what we try to do is when we have something that really brings a lot of hope and a lot of love into the world, we want to shine a spotlight on that to say, hey, you know what? There's really good things going on in the world as well. And so we got with us today Jeff Mosley from Chick-fil-A.
Woo!
Jeff, welcome to Radio Theology.
Thank you so much.
And Jeff is the operator, runs both the Keystone and the Broad Ripple Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely.
You've been there at the Keystone location for 15 years. So, I mean, that's a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
A lot of cows and chicken.
That's the best way to spend a day, I bet.
Oh, gosh.
All by all the chicken.
If I worked at Chick-fil-A, you would just see me standing by the fry like basket.
Oh, yeah.
And just rifling those suckers
in. Yeah, because they're those like waffle fries, right?
I think I could rotate pretty easily between the ice cream and then the fries and then the spicy chicken and then back to the ice cream.
Oh, we can set that up. That's a nice little tour.
One of my favorite things about Chick-fil-A is trying to get some of the employees just to say you're welcome once, because it's always my pleasure.
Yes.
Always, and I it love it. I love it. It's very polite. I think it's very professional. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
But I try to kind of trick them, and I just want it just once.
Gotcha. You're missing the most important awesome. Part.
A guy can dream.
What? The cookies.
Yes, the cookies.
The cookies.
Are so
well,
good.
Yes. And we know there's lots of causes, especially now around the hurricanes, and everybody's asking for something. But Chick-fil-A, Jeff, you're asking people to buy cookies on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Tell us why.
We have this incredible opportunity. In central Indiana, we have 19 Chick-fil-A restaurants, and we're all partnering together for a special cause called the 55 Project. And 100% of the proceeds from the sale of those cookies is going to go to 55 incredible orphans in Haiti. This is a project they simply don't have enough funding on a monthly basis, and this is just a very just awesome way for the community to come together, buy an awesome chocolate chunk cookie, and also those proceeds are going to go to 55 incredible kids that really need our help today.
How did you get connected to the orphanage there?
Absolutely. Through the years, my family's had the privilege of going to the city of Port-au-Prince, and we've had the opportunity of spending time with these 55 kids. And simply the need is huge. Back in the spring, we, after getting email after email, seeing that they simply don't have enough funding for food this month or clothes this month or how to educate the kids or, oh my goodness, we just had this medical expense that literally wiped out the pantry funds. We came up with an idea called the 55 Project that what if we found a way to raise awareness but also funding for the kids? And so there's a couple things. One is next Tuesday through Saturday, we're going to start.
Tuesday, right?
This coming Tuesday. Absolutely, the 19th. We're going to have 55 hours of walking, running, or biking. BGI, the awesome provider of premium fitness equipment, is providing for us a $6,000 treadmill, an awesome stationary bike, and we're going to be going 55 hours. What that means is that 55 individuals are going to sign up for 55 minutes over that time for the 55 kids.
Oh, cool.
Wow. And it's our hope that we can raise $55,000. Now, the Chick-fil-A operators in central Indiana were gracious in that they were going to partner with us and go, hey, we'll provide the proceeds on that Thursday, the 21st, for all the cookies that we can sell that day. And we're hoping for thousands of cookies.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to really raise awareness for the kids, but also some great funding for them that they don't have to. So the workers there don't have to struggle with, is it going to be food?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, where can they find out about, how can our listeners connect with the 55 Project?
Absolutely. 55project.org is the site. It has a very short video on that. It has an opportunity to give on that. It has an opportunity to actually sign up. We still have a few more spots if folks want to walk or run or bike for 55 minutes. And the cool thing that we actually added, if folks, when they get their fundraising page, when they do that, let's say, they would actually have the opportunity to raise money. And if they had friends and family through social media that would want to give, those who actually hit the $1,000 goal of fundraising actually get Chick-fil-A for a year, which is 55 number one combos.
Wow.
Come on now.
Awesome.
Let's do this.
Sound of that.
Yeah,
so that's an opportunity.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
And just so they know, too, it's $55 with that 55 theme to select a spot. And we have a few left.
Yeah.
It's really filling up pretty quickly, but it's $55 to do that. And then they get a fundraising page. But even if they just want to do that particular 55-minute period, that's huge.
That's awesome. That's
we're talking to Jeff Mosley here on Radio Theology. He runs two of the very successful Chick-fil-A's here in town, the Broderpa location and the Keystone location. They're doing this 55project.org, raising money for this orphanage in Haiti. And Jeff, we want to play a clip here real quick. You said there's this phenomenal pastor down there, they're running this orphanage, and we want to play a clip from him. Here, just to let people know kind of his heart, but set this up for us real quick.
Absolutely. Over the last 40 years, this is a family, the Antoines, and they started a church from scratch. They built the church up. It's a very substantial church. Hundreds and hundreds of people go there. They have a school adjacent to it. They can accommodate about 2,500 kids through the years. They've educated and cared for this community. This pastor, uniquely, has never taken a dime from the church. Mm. His wife has worked as a nurse, actually, in Miami and provided funding for their ministry. An incredible family. And in about 13 years ago, they finally opened up their home, really gave it to the orphanage and created this. And at one point, they had 106 orphans. And they've been able to have a lot of those kids that were actually adopted and have come to the States. Currently, they have 55 children that he cares for. And it's an incredible family. And in that, that video, you're going to hear his passion about how hard, what a struggle it is, depending on God. The kids coming to him and saying, I'm hungry, we don't have any food. And his response is, let's pray, and how God has always provided. And I believe that the 55 Project is one of those vehicles that we can, one of those ways that we can really answer that prayer of meeting the needs of these 55 incredible kids.
Yeah, let's take a listen to this clip.
When the food is gone and the kids, they are hungry, they come to me, they said, Papi, I'm hungry. They are crying just because they are hungry. And I have no food. I have no money. So you can imagine how hard it is. And when they get sick, when I go to the hospital, before they admit the kid, I need to put some money down. And I have none. When they ask me to go right away to buy this medicine.
Wow, that's powerful stuff, Jeff. I mean, just to hear, I mean, I love what we're doing here is allowing, you know, Hoosiers to get a perspective, a global perspective. You know, maybe your day is going great. You've had a great week. And listen, maybe you've had Chick-fil-A every day, which, listen,
then you are having a great, congratulations, friend. You're doing it.
but to keep in mind that there's people across the world who don't. And there's these 55 kids. And I love how tangible this is, Jeff, that you guys are getting behind that there's literally 55 kids that we can make a difference in. And so the goal here, overarching, $55,000. Not a ton of cash. Maybe somebody listening right now says, listen, I'm going to show up to Chick-fil-A on Thursday. I'm going to buy every, you know, cookie they have in there.
Right.
We're going to hit this goal. But I love the uniqueness of this. And so this Thursday, go to any Chick-fil-A and get Chick-fil-A, but specifically get some cookies.
Yes.
Because 100% of the proceeds of every Chick-fil-A, right, Jeff?
The 19 in central Indiana. Absolutely. That's from Lafayette to Columbus, to Terre Haute, to Muncie, and all of Indianapolis.
Love it.
All the profits going to help these kids. You can be a part of it. And if you raise $1,000 on your own, you get Chick-fil-A for a year.
Woo! Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, my friend.
Hold on. I get Chick-fil-A for a year.
All you got to do is raise $1,000. You know you're going to actually help a orphan in Haiti. Could change their life. And you're firing down some chicken nuggets.
That would change my life as
long,
well,
baby.
Wow. And just to clarify, that is 55 combo meals.
Oh,
55 combo meals. Chick-fil-A, you can eat there a little over one per week.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Get real, Ryan. Don't be a glutton, all right?
Once a week.
So you can get more information at 55project.org. 55. And actually, is that the numbers 555 Project?
55.
55project.org. Check it out. Make a difference this week. Jeff, thank you so much for helping us eat more chicken.
Thank you. It's been awesome to be here.
But more than that, just for making a difference in the world. And I know you're inspired by that. Let's get behind it. Let's get some cookies Thursday. Let's make a difference in these orphans' life. And I'm going to eat some fries. I'm just going to be honest about it.
Yeah.
55project.org. Go there, sign up, buy some cookies on Thursday.
That's it.
Yep.
It's the thought of the day with Pastor Darren.
So do you remember being asked when you were a kid, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I do. And when you're like 10 or 12, this is a pretty like awesome question. It's really open-ended. Like you got your whole life before you, things you want to explore, your dreams, things you're going to discover, like whatever your heart desires. When you're 10 or 12 years old, that's a great question. It's basically licensed to just dream. But what happens when you realize I'm all grown up and you can't effectively answer that question? That, my friends, is a very terrifying moment. And if you've ever felt that terror, I want you to know I've created something just for you. It's called the Spiritual DNA Workshop. I created Spiritual DNA to help you discover who you were born to be and allow you to actually effectively and passionately answer the question of who you want to be when you grow up. Maybe right now you feel like my friend Penny. She attended Spiritual DNA a couple years ago, and she said this, I couldn't believe that I was 47 years old and still wasn't sure what I wanted to be when I grew up. Throughout the seasons of my life, I would ask God for direction and then try to follow the spiritual cues to find the right path. It was like wanting to play for a team and waiting for the coach to call me off the bench into the next play, but he never did. You see, she says, I was successful at my job, but deep down inside, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. So I decided to attend Spiritual DNA, and that decision changed my life. I love what Penny says as she goes on to take about the effect that Spiritual DNA had after she took the different assessments and attended the workshop. She said this, I saw myself in a new way. I saw the things that I used to be critical of myself were actually gifts. Also, some behaviors that made me happy were also so natural to me that I couldn't even see them. Spiritual DNA was like looking into a book written by God telling my story about his child that he created. It was like God was saying, listen, Penny's my daughter, and I made her to love the outdoors. She sees me in the flowers and her heart sings. She's a messenger. She's an evangelist. She loves to build people up and hurts for those who hurt. She's energized by being with others but needs alone time to restore herself with me. Learning all this about God's design for me was what gave me the courage to decide to make a change. Penny goes on and says this, this transition did not happen overnight. It's been almost 3 years, but I recently resigned and made a career change. My husband and I went into business with our friends and opened a fitness center for the 50-plus population called Age Successfully. Penny is becoming who she was born to be. But who do you want to be when you grow up, right? Like we're saying, it's a tough question to ask yourself, but I got to be honest, now that I'm a dad, I realize how big a role I will play in helping my kids answer that question. And that's why I love what my friend Lena says about DNA after she took it. She says this, as a mother, I feel so empowered to help my children recognize their gifts and talents as they develop now. Spiritual DNA is so relevant in a time when children struggle with their identity. I count it a gift and an honor to even have the knowledge of DNA to even begin to help my sons on their spiritual journey. Spiritual DNA consistently impacts my life. There are multiple times a week that I make decisions, both spiritually and naturally, based on God's purpose and design for my life. So friends, what do you want to do when you grow up? Do you have a passionate and certain answer to that question? If not, I created Spiritual DNA just for you. And I'm so excited to announce that registration for this fall Spiritual DNA workshop is open right now. I want you to go to www.spiritualdna.me and register today. Once again, that's spiritualdna.me and register today. Registration will be open for 2 weeks and we'll all start the class together on October 1st. And here's the deal. I've never done this before, but we're going to actually offer coaching every week. You'll take a class and I'll be online helping you coach you through the results so you can figure out who you were born to be. So go today and check it out, spiritualdna.me, and put in the promo code WZPL and you get $50 off the course. So spiritualdna.me, go check it out today, put in WZPL in the checkout code, you get $50 off the course. It's time for you to be able to answer the question passionately that you know what you want to do when you grow up. And that, my friends, is your Radio Theology Thought of the Day.